Noah kept his voice even, trying to reason with his son as he pulled into his ex-wife's driveway. But Jake was in no mood to be reasonable.
You promised,
Jake wailed. His face was all red and scrunched up. Jakey, Noah said, holding in a sigh. He hadn't promised. He hadn't even said yes. He'd said, we'll see. But lately, Jake had been treating every slightly positive answer like some sort of blood oath. This time, it was having McDonald's for dinner. But tonight was Angela's night, and she had already planned for dinner. Noah couldn't tell Jake that, though, without making Angela into the villain who'd said no. So he was stuck. Sometimes plans change. Surprises happened. Things came up. Marriages fell apart. That was life. Come on, your mom's waiting. Jake huffed and got out of the car, running for the garage door to punch in the code. Noah took a deep breath and followed more slowly. It still felt weird sometimes. Well, all the time, coming to Angela's house. It had been their house before the divorce. Angela had suggested selling it and splitting the money, but Noah had insisted she keep it. She'd been the one paying the mortgage after all. She'd been the family breadwinner, being a partner in a law firm, while it had made more sense for Noah to stay home with Jake. Now he had his own little apartment, and he'd taken up carpentry again. But he insisted Angela keep their old house so Jake could have at least a little stability. By the time Noah made it to the kitchen, Jake had already blazed through the house and up to his room. Hey, Noah, Angela said, pulling him in for a side hug without spilling her coffee. Angela Russo. She kept her name when they got married for professional reasons, so she never had to change it back after the divorce. Was a head shorter than Noah, soft and fat, with her brown hair pulled back into a tight power ponytail. She had mischievous blue eyes and a bright smile she'd passed on to Jake. When he wasn't mad about McDonald's, at least.
Hey.
He dropped the hug and looked around the kitchen. It was still more or less decorated the same, though Angela had bought a set of purple enameled cookware after Noah moved out. A big Dutch oven was on the stove, bubbling away with something that smelled good, might have been too generous, but edible, certainly. Noah had always been the cook in the family. He'd had to learn early on.
Go ahead,
Angela said, resigned. What?
Say it.
I wasn't going to say anything. Angela quirked an eyebrow. Noah shook his head and pressed his lips together. Finally, she laughed.
I was trying a new recipe. I don't think it's a good one.
Well, Jake did say he wanted McDonald's tonight.
Is that why he was in a huff when he came in?
He claimed I promised him.
9 going on 15,
Angela sighed.
Where is this coming from all of a sudden?
No idea. Noah wished he did. He'd been talking it over with his therapist, but she thought it was probably just a phase. Well, I better go.
Actually, Angela said, are you free?
Why? Noah asked. Though he was. Truthfully, the nightlife of a divorced 38-year-old dad wasn't particularly thrilling.
Want to grab some Mickey D's and have dinner with us? There's something I want to talk to you about.
She said it lightly, but there's something I want to talk to you about was never good. It usually led to Jake has the stomach flu, or I ran into your mother at the grocery store, or I accidentally pulled the car into the garage too far and hit the freezer. One time it was, I don't think we should be married anymore. But it sounded important either way. Sure, I'll go grab it.